of the Columbus ASHRAE podcast are their own and not necessarily affiliated with the Columbus ASHRAE chapter or the ASHRAE organization.
All right, welcome everybody to the latest episode of the ASHRAE Columbus podcast. I'm your host, Jay Meyer, and I'm going to go around the room and let these folks introduce themselves, starting with our special guest, Anjali. Go ahead and give us a little introduction.
Hey, hello. My name is Anjali Gupta. I'm a mechanical engineer. I work at AECOM. I've been in the industry for about 5 years now, and I have a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering.
Great. We all know this guy.
Yep. Rafi, I've been in the industry for about 11 years, worked for KFI Engineers, also mechanical engineering, project managing. I met Anjali and all these wonderful people around me through ASHRAE Board of Governors.
Great. Perfect. And we have another special guest. Jamie, introduce yourself.
Jamie Dennis. I'm the president of the Columbus chapter this year. I work for a controls distributor and cover a wide variety of products and tasks, and have had the pleasure of kind of leading the charge this year with this group. And this has been a really fun ad to have, Jay. So I appreciate you putting the time and effort into this podcast. So super excited.
Yeah, glad you're here. So let's get down to it. It's March, and March is traditionally when we celebrate the achievements of women, and ASHRAE is no exception. And Anjali, we have a lot of questions for you. You know, we were talking before the podcast started about the industry as a whole, and you know, we saw numbers of anywhere from 75% men to 86% men, depending on the industry category. So if you're, you know, maybe some architects have a little bit more women, but so not to beat around the bush or anything, but you're a woman in this field. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear that?
You know, I do think that's like a defining quality of me being in this field, is like there's not very many women. So that is kind of like a big identity factor for me. So I do lean into it a lot, but it's also really fun. Like, I think it's cool to meet like other women who happen to be in the industry. Like, I've learned a lot from them, but then it's also fun to like interact with men who really do not interact with women at work, and just like experiencing that for the first time too. So it's like, it's a mixed bag, but I'd say overall I have a good time.
And so tell us a little bit about how you got into this field. I mean, it's not something that you typically see, you know, growing up, is it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So there's like no engineers really in my family, like at least my immediate family. And then, when I was in high school, like I really loved math and like physics, but I didn't want to major in math because that does not like pay the bills really. So then I pivoted and I majored in engineering, and I really liked mechanical engineering because it was like applied math basically. And then I had one internship that I got very luckily, that was at a HVAC firm, like a MEP firm. And then honestly, like the rest is history. I just really enjoyed it. And then I would like compare my experiences to like my friends who had manufacturing internships. And I realized I did not want to be on a factory floor. Like, that was not really my vibe. So I think getting to be like in an office, like doing social things, like having friends at work was really important to me. So I kind of just stayed in MEP, and I kind of like it. So, you know, I'd say it worked out.
Has there been any women like coming, I guess, at that internship or in college that you looked up to, that led you towards getting into the HVAC field?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, at my first internship, there was like one woman who is like also a senior mechanical engineer. Her name is Erica. She like, I learned so much from her. Like, I look up to her so much, and she was like a big mentor for me. And like a lot of the things that I think, like the way that I do my job now is like very much based on what she taught me. So I think she was a big part of it. Like, just seeing that like you could be very successful in this field. Like, it's not actually just like all old guys, you know? So that was like a big factor for it. So she definitely helped.
Did the role of like male versus female come up a lot in that mentorship?
Kind of, yeah. Cause I think like there's a certain way that like men and women are socialized. And like, I think that bleeds into like how you behave at work. Like, I think women generally tend to be like a little bit less aggressive with like their opinions, but I think sometimes it's like easy to get steamrolled, because if you have a lot of guys who are just like used to kind of saying what they are thinking all the time, it's like hard to jump into that. So that's definitely something that I've had to be like very conscious of in my time, like as an engineer. So,
I can see that happening. You know, sure. I was a public school facilities manager, and in that industry, it's 80% female. And when we were in those meetings, I had to do that thing, like sit back, listen, make sure everyone gets a chance to talk. And even now I get steamrolled because I'm not used to being as upfront with opinions. So I could see that happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that happens probably in like a lot of like male dominated versus like female dominated industries. So
yeah, I guess maybe it's dominant either way. If it's female dominant, it sounds like you had to stay back. It's male dominant.
Right. I didn't want to intrude because then I would get heat right. for not letting anyone speak up. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
No, it's cool. It's like there's like some phrases I've like picked up. Like if somebody does try to steamroll you, like one that I tell like every other girl I meet is like, if you say something and somebody else says the same thing and they try to make it their point, you have to follow up with like, okay, so you agree with me. And that one kills. Yeah, it's really right. good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. A lot of things that we don't think about is, you know, when you're the minority in the industry, you know, you have to apply different strategies.
And yeah.
Is there any others that you would want women now listening to this to hear?
Honestly, ones that I have found really effective is like, I don't use a lot of exclamation points anymore in my emails. And for some reason that actually like does like gets more things done. Like I think having a more like neutral tone and not trying to like, you know, be the normal, like very helpful, very like, not very helpful, but like very nice and approachable yeah. kind of like yeah. actually works. Like not that you should be mean, but I think you do have to be maybe a little bit more aggressive than normal. But like it's not bad, I think. Like it's a good thing.
Yeah. So. A little bit more of a robot is what I've found. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I've taken out a lot of my exclamation marks in my emails as well.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
I think coming back from coming from LA, like everything's so big and you're very expressive all the time. So taking out all the exclamation marks, all of the making it a little bit more personable. Yes. It definitely gets more done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I get better responses and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
So how about someone who's considering getting into this field, or they're right now, they're at Ohio State down the street, they're going into mechanical engineering, they don't know where they're going to go. What would you tell them?
You know, I would say that it's like a really good field to consider. I think like something like, I think in a lot of like feminist spaces or like, you know, like Society of Women Engineers, like a lot of those groups, like we talk about like empowerment a lot. And like, I think something that is sometimes missed is that one of the most empowering things you can do for yourself is to be financially independent. So like, if you can get a job that you're able to like support yourself and like fully not be dependent on somebody else, like that's like one of the best things you can do for yourself. And if you're already an engineering student, like this is like a great job to be in because, you know, you're not going to be on a factory floor. Like you will be around other people who know how to like interact in general, like, and not be like weird about it. And like, it's, you know, you're applying your degree. Like that's another thing that I think if I talk to my other friends who have engineering degrees and they've gone on to do jobs, like they don't really get to use what they've like learned at the job. And I think that's like a great part of this one. And I think, at least in my experience, a lot of girls who are in engineering, like they were there because they liked engineering. So I think that's a great perk of it. And I think you get a pretty good work-life balance. Like it depends where you go, but I think it's pretty easy to find a place that like lets you take vacation, lets you have like your weekends to yourself and all that kind of stuff. So it's a great hidden option, especially if you're like me and you didn't even know this was like really a field. Because I like, if you would have told me when I was like 18 that I was going to be an HVAC engineer, I would have changed like that would not have been appealing to me at all. Like, yeah, I'd be like, I'm going to go to med school. Like, I'm not doing this. But it's like a hidden gem of like a career because you get a lot of benefits with a lot of like work-life balance. And it's, I think you're not getting like burnt out at the way that like other careers are. So that's nice.
Right. I always think back to the one thing that Jim Arnold actually said one time. He said, you spend 90% of your whole life inside of a building. And, you know, you can ruin somebody's day by... They go to work, it's hot inside the building. They come home, they're in a bad mood, or it's cold all day in the building.
Yeah.
Right? I know it just sounds so trivial, but it really does affect people's mentality, the way that they're interacting with other humans. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good point. I think like that's like one thing that I do really like about it is like the work you're doing, it like you can kind of see it. Like it is very directly impacting somebody. Like I think that's harder to do in like a lot of tech jobs where like maybe you're working on some teeny tiny component right. of some giant thing that you'll like never really see the impact of. But like this, you can like see a building go up. Like it's kind of cool. So
you ever take it a step farther when it comes to women and temperature control? And I say that because coming from schools,
yeah.
I had 40 different women in 40 different classrooms that had 40 different states of temperature needs.
Yeah.
Do you consider that more because you know the end user you're designing for?
I actually do. That's so funny you asked that, because I think that ASHRAE like standards of like how much heat like a body gives off at different levels is a male body. Like I think it is different for women. So I do not over design the cooling systems whenever I'm doing a project, because it's like I've never been to an office building that was the right temperature. So
I know thousands of teachers that are applauding you right now.
Thank you. I'm here for you guys. Yeah.
How about some of the projects? Did you have something, Jamie?
Yeah, I was going to touch on from a society and from a regional level, there's been a major push to get more engagement and involvement. And I feel like in Columbus, we've had a really great outreach. And, you know, you joined the board and mm-hmm. we have four or five others that have joined the board as well, all female. And that's something that they're kind of struggling around the country to try to figure out, and how, because it's a male dominated chapter and we kind of do the things that men like to do, and we have to create some more things and avenues to make it comfortable and then make it also fun and bring everything that we're getting out of this to you. What are some things that you could touch on that maybe some chapters outside of Columbus could focus on to help do a better reach out to the female young engineers, to get them to be engaged and to kind of join like you did?
Yeah, I think hosting events that are kind of geared towards women, or like even just like hosting events that are just generally a little bit different than the usual, can like garner some attention. Cause like, if somebody is not into golf at all, like they're not going to be interested in a golf outing like ever, you know? So I think having more like diverse events, like varieties of things, like we did a tea party last year. I think that got a lot of people out of the woodwork. We're doing like a women's happy hour this year, which, you know, men are more than welcome to come, but like, it's like creating spaces where like, you know, like women can come together and like network, or anyone really, but like, just kind of like pushing the fact that like you are doing this on purpose for them, I think helps a lot, because then they feel like more like wanted in it. And I think that's like a big part of the community. Cause like, I think, you know, a lot of people like these ASHRAE events because like they're friends with the other people there. And I think the first step is like the women in the industry also feeling like they have friends there. So I think like being more hospitable, like kind of being more inclusive, and like maybe trying some variety of events and not just doing like golf all the time.
Yeah, right. Because I mean, the first thing that you think of really when you're going to some of these ASHRAE events is, all right, you're hitting up, hey, who's going to be there? Mm-hmm. Right? That's like the first question. So I think creating that world of a female-led group where you're sending out a text, hey, you guys going? Mm-hmm. Then that generates more interest in actually going to the events.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Yeah. And when is that women's event coming up?
That is next Thursday, the 27th of March. So please sign up.
That's the happy hour, right?
That is the happy hour, yeah.
Local here in Columbus, where is that at?
It's going to be at Land Grant Brewing. There will be some, you know, drink tickets and food as well. Maybe some women in STEM themed trivia once I put that together. So it'll be fun. Yeah.
Do you need any karaoke?
We could do karaoke.
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely.
That would be fun.
Nice. Might have to make that work.
Yeah. What time does that event start?
I believe it's from 5 to 7.
Okay, 5 to 7.
Yeah, so it's after work.
All right. Awesome. And we'll put that in the description here too. So
for sure,
see cool. that event.
Yeah, the link down below.
And Anjali, I really thank you for coming out. I think you've done a splendid job answering our questions. I mean, you might want to start a podcast on your own.
Oh my god.
Consider being a regular guest, because
don't enable me.
I think that's my job, is to make sure you have every opportunity. So feel free to come back anytime you want. And you too, Jamie. Together here on the next one.
I appreciate the invite today, and I'd like to join as much as I can. So,
all right.
Well, thank you guys.
And with that, we'll sign off here at the Columbus ASHRAE podcast as we prepare for the March ASHRAE luncheon.
All right.
Great job.
Oh, I forgot to hit record. Just kidding.